I think it's about time to begin the meeting which we have gathered here for. I personally appreciate the presence of everyone, and I hope that as a result of our having come out this evening that we can resolve to everyone's satisfaction. I don't know whether we'll be able to do that or not, but I hope we can resolve to everyone's satisfaction the problems at hand. I think we all know what they are. We will get into them in just a few minutes. I want to lay a few ground rules before we begin. First of all, the proceedings are being recorded. So if you have anything to say, a microphone will be handed to you, and then you are to state your name and make whatever remarks you want to make. If it requires an answer, someone will answer you. I don't know who it'll be. It may be me. It may be others. The second thing that I want to bring up is that we want to conduct ourselves properly. We are Christian brethren, and we want to conduct ourselves in that manner. If anyone desires to speak, hold up your hand. We don't want anybody interrupting anybody else when they quit speaking. If you still want to speak, let it be known by raising your hand, and we'll try to handle these things in a proper manner. Don't want anybody getting mad, and that applies to me as much as anybody, I guess. Don't want any name calling done. Don't want any charges, whatever they might be. We're here to disseminate information. And that's the only thing we're here for. I'm not trying to, nor are any of the rest of us, I hope, trying to direct charges to or against anyone. And if anyone does not conduct himself according to what I have just stated, we probably will dismiss the meeting at that point. So please be governed by that. We're going to conduct ourselves properly. As we go into this meeting, I want to state that there have been some things have happened. I guess we all know that. I would rather not go back past the last couple of weeks in discussing these things. If your question or your statement calls for an answer, an answer will be given. But it's entirely possible you may make a statement and no answer or comment will follow. The only thing we want to do is to disseminate information. We want to let you know to the best of our ability what we're doing, why we're here, and we hope that when we're through here this evening, that these problems will all have been taken care of and we can go forward from this point. As we proceed this evening, we want it understood that we're not claiming infallibility. There's not a person in this congregation has the ex cathedra ability of the Pope at Rome. So it's entirely possible we have made some mistakes. Matter of fact, I'll admit first off that I make a lot of mistakes. My wife is one who can tell you very definitely that that's true. And so we make mistakes. We don't want to, but they are made. And so we may have to confess those things. But we want to find out what our problems are just here and to make plans or make a determination or whatever we want to take to go forward from this point. Too bad that these things happen, but being humans and in the course of things, they do come about. As we go into this meeting, we're going to pray. And we may pray again. And as we go along, we may pause and pray again. There's no point in us trying to do things without the help of God. And so we want to bring him in to all of our deliberations. And so as we go along, as I said, we're going to pray. And we're going to stop and maybe pray again. And so to begin, Brother Miller, would you please start us off with a prayer? Just a minute. Will you get him a microphone?